You don't hear anything good about the borders nowadays. Though plenty of normal, ordinary, hardworking people live in and around borders, borderland regions are still seen as the place of outsiders who are blamed for everything that happens on either side of the border. El Paso, Texas, Juarez, Mexico. North San Luis, South San Luis. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus walks along the border. Not any border, but a despised border between Samaria and Galilee. Not a happy border, a suspicious border, where no one trusts the other, where people have to watch their back, as it were. Along this border, we have Galileans and Samaritans. The Galileans live too close to Greek-speaking peoples with strange customs to be considered righteous Jews. And Samaritans are even lower than the Galileans. They are the enemy, altogether unfit to receive the blessings of God. So goes the story. The border is also the place of rejects, people who do not fit on either side of the border, lonely folks, scary characters, and so lepers make the border their home too. The border is a mess, you see. It's a God's forsaken place. God has forgotten the border. It is not the place of redemption. Run away from it. God likes to hang around in holier places and among holier people, right? Welcome to the border, everyone. Who are the outsiders in your communities? Who are the borderlands peoples in this city, county, surrounding areas? Has God forgotten them? I have good news for you. Where no one else wants to walk, Jesus shows up and heals. Jesus walks along the border and brings the kingdom of God to borderlands peoples too, to outsiders. Jesus, God in the flesh, comes to us, and yes, even to the margins, to the shady places, to those whom we suspect incapable of receiving the goodies of being brought into the kingdom of God. Jesus surprises us in the border. Notice that only the foreigner returns and gives thanks to God. The implication, perhaps, is that the others, though marginalized as lepers, were not actually foreigners. There is one who is marginalized twice here, the proverbial Samaritan, the one who has nothing going for him. Yet this one alone comes back to Jesus and puts his faith in him, praising God. And he now has everything, doesn't he? Stuck up people, I did not come to save the righteous, but sinners. God has not forsaken the borderlands. Who are the ones we think least likely to benefit from our care and proclamation? Can these sick people who can't put their lives together become Lutherans? Can these foreigners become Lutherans? Good news. Even the ones whom we think least likely to receive the blessings of the kingdom in our neighborhoods can be touched with the love of Jesus. Who are those today? You know them. You see them in your neighborhood. Perhaps even your own families. Jesus brings the kingdom of God to all without exception. No one looks for signs of wisdom or power in the borders, but it is there that Jesus heals and brings the kingdom of God to the needy. People like these Lutheran mariachis hang around with Jesus along the U.S. border, U.S.-Mexico border, and bring healing and joy in Christ to some of the most vulnerable neighbors in our society. They open our eyes to the possibilities. They open our eyes to see what Jesus is doing at the borders. The church points people to Jesus in odd places too, among outsiders, wherever they may be. Jesus too was crucified outside the gate, treated as a criminal, an outsider, a shady character, crazy, a sinner, to save us from our sins. The church is here to proclaim this Jesus, who through his death tore down the walls of separation between God and sinners, reconciling us to the Father through forgiveness. Jesus tears down the walls of separation between us two, so that in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, neither Anglo nor black nor Latino. Mariachis, keep on singing, and let us sing with them this gospel of reconciliation before God and before one another. Let us walk together with Jesus along the border. Don't be afraid of the borderlands. Whenever you come across people in the borderlands, remember that Jesus walks alongside with you. God has not forsaken the border. Jesus has given you his Holy Spirit to reach out, to care for the sick and the poor, to call all to repentance, to forgive their sins. My prayer is that as you travel alongside the border in and around this city, your vicarage, internship site, your future ministry place, that there will be at least one out of every 10 outsiders you meet who come back and thank Jesus for all he has done through you. My prayer is that at least one out of every 10 who will come back and worship Jesus will do so with all the saints, yes, even in our Lutheran churches. May God grant it, for Jesus' sake. Amen.